This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Hope you're having a terrific Wednesday, and if you're not, well, maybe this will help, or maybe not. I don't know.
No, it won't help. Don't help, don't smooth.
That's right, yeah, don't help, and don't smooth. We are here, and we are your pregame destination for all things Razorback. You just pulled my headphone cord out of there.
I did.
Or you got that's it. There we go.
Okay.
Don't touch it.
Okay. I didn't do anything. Oh, you know what it is? Hang on. There it is.
Okay.
So I was trying to clean up the mess in here.
It's a mess. It's a mess. We need some organization over here. All this new stuff. I did order a new table. For all my props.
He got drunk and ordered a table.
DQ. That's right. I got drunk.
He got drunk and ordered a table.
DQ's here, by the way. Hi, DQ.
Like a side table?
Yeah, like something to go over here on my left under the big table to put props and whatnot on.
That's good.
Equipment.
You should have gotten something with a drawer.
No, it's just got two levels.
Oh, okay.
$25.
Who's putting it together?
Me. No tools required. Well, except me.
I'm the only tool required.
I'm the only tool required. That's correct.
Godspeed.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, the horn still works. That's good. That's good. I heard it was a day of revelation yesterday.
We learned things. We learned quite a lot, and it's a poll today because DQ, what was the biggest revelation yesterday? I think it was that Brett had a 75-year-old woman sleeping on his couch.
That's not bad.
I think that was probably
the biggest revelation of the day yesterday.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's a pretty solid revelation.
The life
there.
Of an NFL player at 23.
Man, you got the world by you know what? And you are just just living your life, speaking your truth, all that stuff. Yeah. That's a pretty cool revelation there that I did not know and you didn't know.
No, he said it in passing, and I'm like, "Okay, now you have my attention." Fire away. I want to know more.
Go on.
Go, please. You have carte blanche.
Please, by all means. Let's see here. Graham wants to know if I'm the carrot top of ESP in Arkansas. Yeah, you know, I've got the bullhorn. I got a magnifying glass. I got the horn. I got a lot of stuff I've accumulated. I said the magnifying glass.
Yeah, it's called being a hoarder.
Yeah, I got stuff, you know? I need somewhere to put my stuff.
Hmm.
So that's what I got here, and it'll be here maybe Friday. I won't be here Friday, but you know it'll be here next week in time for the big debut. Now DQ has the enviable spot here because DQ does not have to can opt out at any point of this camera situation. because DQ has to turn on her computer to get online so she could turn off her computer, and then we...
I can fix that.
Yeah.
I have fixed that. Camera pointing right at her.
That's right. Yeah, you've turned your camera away.
That's correct.
No one can see any of this yet, but... No,
we're experimenting.
So here's what they've done. Maybe I shouldn't say this yet.
Go ahead.
I found some things that are going to get us into an awful lot of trouble with this, which great. I know you enjoy.
You know what? I'm not taking a call on any of this. I want it to ring off the mountaintops. I don't want this. You take the calls on it.
I'm not taking any calls. I will hit ignore on all the calls. But I think that we have our own ticker.
Yeah.
We can put anything we want on
there.
It's
not a good idea.
We have a ticker.
We can put profane things up there.
Yes, that is true.
We've already tested that.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, we could do that. We also have a way to...
hear me out on this. Yes. Maybe we should give this to DQ since she's the adult in the room.
Okay.
DQ, you good with that?
Well, I don't know if I can, right?
Anyway.
Control it.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's we're debuting this on Monday.
Yes, we are.
Fabulous.
We're working out all the bugs here.
I mean, all this thing have to, that's the, all the cord we have.
Yeah, we and I don't like my camera. It's looking up my nose, which is exactly what I didn't want. So we need a taller...
We don't need anything.
We need something.
Put it on something. Get a box.
Yeah, we need a box to put it on. That's another thing to put on the table, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah, great. You know what I mean? Yeah, looking forward to this. Yeah.
What do we have in here?
Nothing.
Use a bowling ball? No, I won't.
No, you want to put it on Larry.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to disrespect no. Larry. Arkansas's favored tonight?
3.5.
Why?
this is a confounding line. The basketball power, and I'll get to this in a second, but the basketball power index dropped 5% overnight. It's now a pick 'em game on the power index, and Arkansas is favored by 3.5.
So somehow last night's games affected the BPI of tonight's
game,
the data.
Do they know something we don't?
Well, like someone's not or is playing?
I have no idea. Just saying.
I don't know. Well, if someone plays more than they should, I mean, I would drop the winning percentage by 5% also. And you could guess who that is, but I'm not going to tell you. I learned my lesson the first time. Not that this repeats or anything, but I mean, I'm just telling you.
Not tonight.
All right. The other favorite. Hey, you know what? Maybe you'll have some fun and you'll get to see your team win before all these guys leave. So
a lot of tickets. A lot of free tickets being offered around today. I've been offered eight.
Eight?
Eight. Two sets of four.
How much?
And first of all, I don't have four people that I would want to spend an evening with. Two, I have to work tonight, so no. But there are, and I've got other people like, hey, do you know anybody that needs tickets? I'm like, no.
No. Well, I got hammered yesterday, so that was exciting. Mm. And I'm going to talk about that if you want to. But they give you 13 drinks.
13. I hope they gave you some food.
There was a bag of popcorn on the table.
That's not food. That's not going to absorb what you need to absorb.
Yeah. I was fine, though. I didn't puke in the tub today. So I'm money ahead of the
show off
the situation
that's,
here.
That's fine. That's cool. That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. I handle things with dignity and with grace and all that stuff. So anyway, that's...
I've just been offered four more.
All right, you're up to 12 now. Yeah, how many tickets can Zach be offered before this show ends?
At this point, I could probably fill a section with the tickets I've been offered today.
Zach, would this be the family section where there's like no swearing?
Hell no.
Okay, all right.
No. I was offered seats like in the second row, like Gucci row, second row type stuff.
Wow.
Like way down there, and people just giving them away.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. Well, I mean, it'll be...
Packer turned down free tickets 10 rows behind the LSU bench.
Well, you don't want to sit down there. I mean, LSU, those...
Corey's got an available single ticket, so we'll make it a baker's dozen.
Oh, a singleton. Yeah. All right. Wow. What did we... I don't know. This has just been
attorney's text, and we got four more. We're up to 17.
All right.
I've been... offered 17 tickets.
You've been offered 17 tickets in 9 minutes. I believe we'll get all 19,200 by the end of the show. Every ticket out there will be offered to you. You can sit anywhere in the gym you want.
Anywhere.
More importantly, no one else will be there, just you.
This is going to be like one of those games in COVID.
It'll be a one-man wave.
When you had to sit three seats down from somebody.
Yeah. They'll be asking people to move down closer so it'll look better on TV.
Guys, look. Guys, listen. You can show up at 5:30 and probably just walk in. You don't even need a ticket.
You could definitely show up at halftime and just a little. You know how you... what did they do in that one, they second-acted Spam-a-Lot?
Yeah, second act.
Yeah, you could second half the game. Mm. That just lets you walk in, probably. I don't know.
With the smokers.
Yeah, that's right. You sneak in with the smokers at halftime.
Here's a text out of the 870. Throw my three tickets in there, too. Section 119, row 16.
Hey, not
we
bad.
We have hit an even 20.
20 seats.
20. Oh. Patricia says she has Gucci Row tickets.
Oh, I bet she does.
Oh, yeah.
But she's, headed to Con or something.
Is this bring your cardboard cutout night? Oh!
Hey, this is a great night for someone who's never been to a Razorback game to get to experience there first. So,
remember,
let them in.
Some of you paid over $1,000 to see Duke. Just remember that.
Some of you did. Yeah. That was a fun night, though.
Oh, yeah. Good night.
The rest of it was... I hope you didn't pay $1,000 to see Auburn.
Whew.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I can't even muster anything up for this basketball game tonight. Like, I looked at KenPom and I felt nothing. They're gonna be 10th or 12th in the league, and I just don't care.
Well, you're in no man's land. They can't qualify for the tournament in the regular season. They're probably going to be they're probably gonna lose both games. They go 1-1, they finish below 500.
You can't even play young guys to build for the future because, everybody's going to be gone.
They've played everybody they have. None of it's worked. I mean, you're just waiting for next week.
I've never encountered it. Have you ever seen anything like this? I don't remember anything like this.
This is like being on death row. I mean, you're just waiting for this to end.
It feels it, yes.
You just want it over with. Let's get Tuesday's execution day. Just let's get done with this.
But they're going to screw around, and it's going to go longer than it should. I bet it does.
They're looking at Vandy in the first round. They should win that, but then they're going to run into
Auburn. Stackhouse is a better coach than Musselman, so how do you figure they should do that?
Check me on this. Somebody check me on this. I think since Musselman got here, he's 3-3 against Stackhouse.
I think it's worse than that.
No, I think it was 3-2 going into this year, but I think it's 3-3.
Yeah.
And I think Musselman won like the first three. I think. I know they beat him last year at the Memorial Gym when Anthony Black got in the fight at the end of the first half.
He got in a lot of fights.
Yeah, so they've lost two in a row to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they got to play him in there. Yeah.
Just saying. There's just no buzz around the game. It's nice out. The weather's nice.
That's right. Yes.
There's just other stuff to do, and they're non-competitive.
But they might win. And then
like, they might.
Well, what does it mean? Like, if they win, what does it mean? They're going to go to Alabama and get their heads handed to them on Saturday. Well, so who cares?
Alabama got their head handed to them last night.
You think Arkansas? You think Nate Oates is a worse coach than Eric Musselman? Because I don't.
Musselman told me he couldn't play.
That's fine. Well, he can coach. He can draw it up. He can draw it up, though. I mean, come on.
Your dad says, now listen here. If they win 10 in a row, they make the Final Four.
Yeah, that's his Schaeferian view on things there. That's what he's going with there.
It's baseball season, all right? Just go out the bomb and enjoy.
If they sweep McNeese State, what does that mean? It means nothing. I mean, or whoever it is. Murray State, McNeese State, Montana Tech, I don't know.
Everything's the same with the baseball team.
Do it in Omaha!
They blaze through the regular season. We get towards the end, they start complaining about the RPI, but they don't want to talk about the fact that they're unwilling to travel during the Tuesdays.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to do that! So we'll just complain. Whatever. They're, what, 10-2 now?
I don't know. I mean, do it in Omaha. That's all that matters. And nothing else matters. I mean, it really doesn't.
Murray State, McNeese State backwards all week. Whatever cupcake they're playing
Minnesota
on the weekend.
State.
Enjoy it.
Hayden Fox.
Then you get Missouri the next weekend in the Eli Bowl. Enjoy that.
Missouri State
Where is that Missouri series?
It's here.
It's here. Okay. I was going to say maybe Eli bring the trophy out. Something along those lines. I don't know.
He would bring the trophy out in Fayetteville. Would be such a move.
He is single-handedly keeping that thing alive. I think he's getting like NIL money for it. Basil's got to be paying him. I mean,
come on, man.
Just keep going. Do something. I mean, nobody cares. It's Missouri.
Yeah. And now, here's the only interesting thing I can find with SEC basketball. Okay? This is all I have for you. Missouri has a chance to finish off an imperfect season Saturday when they face LSU. So there's a lot on the line here.
But
LSU, don't screw this up. Missouri, don't screw this up. Now, I want them to lose them all.
Did Mizzou
play so close.
Did Mizzou play last night?
They lost last night.
To whom?
Auburn.
Ooh, okay.
They're 0-15 in the league.
Hey, man.
They're one game away.
You watch.
From the promised land.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to lose Saturday, and then they're going to go on a run in the tournament. Screw this whole thing up.
Missouri?
Yeah, they'll win like three in the tournament.
Fighting Dennis Gateses? Yep. Yeah.
You have to get rid of him.
If they go, well, does that mean Boateng and whatever is available again, or how's that go?
I would go get Boateng.
Well, I mean, he might be available. Look,
I know what a Division I basketball player looks like. He's one of them.
But Missouri is starting to turn into a real SEC school in that they don't give a crap about basketball and they just care about football because they still beat Ohio State like a couple months ago.
Yeah, they did.
So maybe they don't care about basketball and Gates will get a reprieve because football is cooking so well right now. See, Musselman doesn't have that luxury because football sucks. So there's nothing else. It's him, and they aren't that good this year.
Well, I don't think they anticipated the basketball team being 14-15 at this point.
I don't think they anticipated the football team going 4-8. But they don't have a construct of reality like the rest of us do. That's the problem.
Well, no, I don't think they believed they were going to go 4-8. I think if you looked at that team, and I think if you look at the team they've got right now, 4-8's on the table.
Yeah,
I'm calling my shot in March. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know he was talking yesterday. He'd like to get a center out of the portal and a wide receiver. And if you're looking for players after spring practice, you can't sit there and tell me you're as confident as you've ever been with what you have.
But the important thing is basketball. And the important thing is that Missouri nor LSU screw this up on Saturday. We have a chance at
history.
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 Has anybody gone for the Blutarski in the league? I know Arkansas's never done it. Pelfrey went 2-14 that one year, so that's that's two wins. But I don't recall this ever happening in my 30 years watching SEC basketball. So I'm excited about this. Will be the only game I watch Saturday. If Missouri can lose to LSU.
Where's that game being played?
I think it's in Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah, there's no chance they're going on the road and winning.
You don't think so?
No.
You mean, if they did, I mean, that would be like the...
Now, if it was in Como, maybe you've got a chance. At least you're at home.
It's the last... It's perfect. It's the last league game of the day.
Oh, I love it.
7:30.
Man, that's good television.
At the PMAC.
That is good television programming right there.
Set
history in the PMAC.
Your DVRs. In fact, bring out your VCRs and set those too. This is going to be an extravaganza you won't want to miss.
Casey in Ozark, you mean to tell me both Crutchfield and Boateng are going to Mizzou? Yes. We had Bobby Swofford on yesterday, and he had a chance to watch Crutchfield, the defensive back from Pine Bluff, play basketball. He's a better basketball player than he is a football player. That kid is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yes, to answer your question, Casey, yes, they're both going to Missouri.
But fear not, because Arkansas has finally figured out all the bugs in the NIL system, and everything is fine now.
We should just play it. We should just play it now and get it over with.
They figured it out. What did they figure out? What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means. Oh, man. All right. Oh, by the way, I got a DimGaz subscription now. Wow. Well, I borrowed one from Ty, but I have one now. I was looking at the list of all the logins, and I found a login for the paper. So now I got that. I'm DQing the newspaper. I'm borrowing.
We've had that?
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, look at
you.
DQ
want it?
Lights up like a
Christmas
tree.
Yeah, I do,
tree.
Actually. All right.
It's on the sheep.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Check it out.
Yeah. That would have made something I've been doing a lot easier.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have a single subscription in my name, except New York Times.
That's a key ad there. It's very good.
It makes it sound better.
Mm. Yes.
Oh,
I pay $4 for the Times.
Well, to some people, it makes you sound like a crazy person. But yes, you're not stealing everything. So yes, that's right. Okay. Let's see here. Are you still drunk?
Who?
I don't know. How do we?
Who?
Me.
How can we? Drunk yesterday.
Well, no, I felt great though.
You did.
I felt like I could whip Superman's ass. I felt great.
What were you drinking?
Everything.
Okay, but
it started with the flight of vodka drinks. Then we brought in the flight of gin drinks.
I didn't think your flights were going to be full-size drinks.
Yeah.
I thought they would be smaller.
That was the
me
mistake.
Me either. Then we went to tequila. Then we went to rum and then bourbon. That's how that went. Whoo, buddy. That was a good time. I could do that again.
What's going to happen? Is somebody's going to come in here and put one of those things you have to blow in before we can start.
Great. Fantastic. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm having 3 martini lunches every day, like they used to do in the Mad Men era, man. Oh, can't do it. Sorry.
Ah, this is fun. Ty was talking apparently about football and saying if they end up really good, what would we have to do to eat crow for the rest of the year? Oh, stop it. Just stop it.
What eat crow?
Yeah, he's thinking if, what will we do if they're good?
What
we always do.
I mean, they've hardly been good since we've been doing this, so I don't really know the answer to that.
Not worry too much about it.
Ty needs to worry about his show.
Exactly.
And not this one, all right? This is the grown-ups table. He can go back to the kid table in the morning, all right? Listen.
Skeeters texts in, there have been 10 winless teams in SEC basketball. Last time was Georgia Tech in 1953-54. They went 0-14.
So it hasn't happened in 70 years, and that team's not even in the league anymore. Oh, this is beautiful.
Now, these are the advantages of having a felon on your payroll. Dufresne is texting. I can teach you all how to get around the blow and go.
Okay. That sounds like an offense, doesn't it?
Yeah, the blow and go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. 2-3. That's
what Bryles runs.
3-2.
The blow and go.
There's a cocaine joke in there somewhere. But I couldn't come up with someone that does cocaine fast enough to make the joke. Yeah, okay. That'll work.
There you go.
Thank you.
Steve Howe.
Keith Hernandez.
I hate him.
Any of the 86 Mets.
Yeah, really. Doc Gooden, Darryl Strawberry.
That's right. Yes.
They couldn't feel their face either.
No. You know what? I could feel my face, though, last night.
Well, then you got to keep drinking.
I could feel my face. But, boy, that was... It was like drinking like Kool-Aid. Like, it was fantastic.
Okay, first of all, when you lose the ability to taste, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I look forward to you all experiencing what we've selected as the drinks. This is pretty cool. All right, let's see here. I can't read any of these.
Yeah, guys, let the blow and go. Just let it go, man. Just stop.
I can't read any of these.
Guys.
See, we can put these in the ticker on the new thing, right. And then you can just read them yourself. That's right.
Yeah, that sounds great. Again, this sounds like a terrible, terrible idea.
Well, there's no FCC rules on the internet. We can do whatever we want, right? Graphically.
Sure. Yes, graphically, I believe.
We can do anything.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, there are no rules here. Please. Let's see here. 28 till the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005 is how you can reach us here. Basketball at 5:30 coming up here with Arkansas. And
yeah, we're your pregame. How about
Louisiana
that?
Louisiana State University.
How about that?
And boy, aren't you lucky. We're the pregame to this. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, here we are. Nope. So, did you talk about this union thing at all?
No.
No? All right.
No. No.
Can't they just go get players that aren't in the union to play for Dartmouth?
Yes, they can. Yes,
isn't
they
that,
can.
Isn't that what everybody else does if they want to bust the union?
Yeah, there's this other hitch. Look, the three of us can unionize. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll all be fired.
Though. Exactly. Exactly.
But by God, we're in the union,
Dartmouth
though.
Doesn't have to use you.
That's right.
They can go get 10 more players who don't want to unionize, and suddenly you're out of a job. Right. Then you're just local 486 and you're unemployed.
But do you get the pension?
You're not even an employee. So, you know, have your party. Congratulations. You know, you really didn't accomplish anything.
Is anything going to work?
No.
Is any plan going to work?
The college model is broken.
So we're just going to limp along here?
It is broken beyond repair.
Right. Nothing's going to work.
Nothing's
right?
going to work ever again.
I'm tired of talking about this. But, I mean, like, what else is there? Like, this is the end of civilization as we know it. I mean,
no,
like, what do you do
here?
It's
not the end of civilization.
Well, I mean, in a college athletic sense, it is. I mean, it's just, unless you want to root for a D3 team or something, then that's kind of the way it used to be.
UCA.
Hey, they almost won.
Hey, they did.
Is that a moral victory for UCA yesterday?
I think it is.
And you're in the, are they, what are, they're in the A's Sun, I think.
They are. They are.
Come up here and almost win.
Look, they had the bases loaded at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, one base hit and it was, you know, it was a tie ball game. So, yeah. Hey, you got out of there. It's fine.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were the fourth seed in the Fayetteville Regional in June?
They're back.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, I guess. You know, they don't do stuff like that. That's fun. They don't do fun stuff like that. They'll send them out to, you know, Albuquerque or something like that. I don't know. All right, let's see. What does this say? No, can't read that. God, y'all are giving us nothing to work with here on the McLarty Daniel hotline on the text machine here. Do better. All right. We're not paying you, but you could at least try and do better, all right?
I mean, pretend we're paying you.
That's
That'd be great.
That's pretend. That's right. Admir says, if the football team's good, we'll just make fun of something else. Admir, you don't have to worry. It's, you know, this is, you know. He is proposing... situation number 4,092, and we're on like right. situation 3. Like we're a long way from this. All right, so don't. Not even worth the brain cells, worth pumping the neurons to figure this one out. I'll tell you that much. Not even worth it yet. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
What I'm about to tell you, if true, is, well, this is a new territory we may be entering here.
Oh, good.
There is a report that Fox offered to give Caitlin Clark an NIL deal to keep her in college, women's college basketball.
Saw that.
Does anyone know what this means? Does anybody know what this means? This means now that this is going to happen at some point where the next Tim Tebow is going to come along and ESPN is going to be like, hey, here's something. Why don't you stay? Be good for us. Be good for you. It'd be great. And the lines between sport you cover and the sport itself are all totally like ruined at that point. Like there's no difference between you're in the thing then at that point.
Oh, you're part of the promotion and the programming. Yes. I saw that and I thought it was odd. I understand that.
I thought it was terrifying.
Well, yeah. And it's not like ESPN can offer her money to stay because she's not signed. She's now in her particular school is in cahoots with Peacock and NBC and Fox.
Right, the Big Ten, right.
And here's the thing about Caitlin Clark. You're not going to sit and watch a regular season Maryland and Iowa game in December. What they're doing is they're capitalizing on the situation, which is she was closing in on the record. She was doing a lot of great things. They're putting her against top teams. You're not going to watch Caitlin Clark play McNeese State. Am I right?
I don't know.
You probably
it might
gonna-
be if it was easily available. And I know, like, Peacock is easy to access, but if it's just on Fox and there's nothing else good is on, you may watch it for a little bit. It's if it's available.
She is interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. And you
because of her,
it's the perfect blend.
This is like the old conversation where people would be like, "Don't talk about golf." Well, nobody's talking about golf. They're talking about Tiger. Tiger's interesting, and people may be saying the same thing about women's basketball. It's not women's basketball. It's Caitlin Clark.
Yes,
that's a star.
That's the difference.
She's a bona fide star.
It's Caitlin Clark.
But this is a, like, I didn't know this was something that you could entertain. And now that the door is possibly open to this, I mean, what is the difference between this and pro wrestling? It's the same thing.
I can't think of a player, Tebow notwithstanding, on the men's side in any sport that would sort of drive that.
RG3?
No.
Manziel?
No.
Tebow?
Okay, RG3, no. Manziel, but Manziel was crazy. And I think the further that they dug into that and vetted
Cam
him.
Cam Newton?
No, no.
You're telling me.
I'm telling you, if ESPN dumped, I don't know, pick the number, $5 million, to watch Cam Newton play another year of college football, it's not going to make me watch it. It's not going to make me watch Cam Newton again. Caitlin Clark is different.
Okay, but like what I'm saying is they're actually going to do it. That's the thing. I don't whether I watch or not watch is immaterial.
Tebow,
the fact that they're going to do it is the terrifying thing.
I could see Tebow doing it because he was unique. He was the first of his kind, honestly. But
there is no doubt in my mind if Cam Newton was offered $1 million to play another year at Auburn, he would have stayed.
Well, I mean, back then when he came out, I don't think the rookie salary cap was in place. So he would have made more money. No, I take it back. It was in place because Sam Bradford was the last one. But for Caitlin Clark, the money is better in college with Fox or whatever behind you than it is in the WNBA. Mm. That's a fact. The WNBA is not paying millions of dollars to players, especially not players that are walking in as rookies.
But she's not, like, it's not going to be a pay cut necessarily. I've seen this argument out there. But she's going to have all this endorsement money and get a WNBA salary. So she's not like, it's not like she's going
to
take a pay.
What happens if she goes to the WNBA and you find out she can't play? In college, she's a bona fide star, superstar.
Right.
At the pro level, it's totally different.
But how many, I don't have this information at my fingertips. How many elite of elite women's basketball players have gotten to the WA and couldn't play? Like Tarazi could, like all of them can. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know enough about that.
Okay.
But
so
I don't.
I looked this up.
Well, Darren Revell stepped in this last week because he was trying to talk about this kind of.
Do you know what the highest salary in the WNBA is?
What is it?
$241,984.
Okay, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Having Caitlin Clark in the league will move the floor up for everybody.
I don't think you're going to. What's she going to do? Double, triple it? I mean, the players that I'm looking at, Tarazi makes $234,936.
But having her in the league is going to, if she's in the league when the deal comes up to be renewed, the deal's going to go up. The deal's going to go up anyway because that's what they do.
Maybe, but they're not renegotiating that deal tomorrow. What if she gets?
No, but at some point they will.
I guarantee you, next year she'll make more than $241,000 in college. I guarantee.
Actually, if Fox was going to pay her, $500,000 to show up or whatever they were.
Okay,
were offering,
but that's
here.
Twice what she would make in the WNBA. I mean, even some of the players that are the most marketable. Where is she? Kelsey Plum. Where is she? Sky Digg makes $208,000. Brianna Stewart's making $205,000. I mean, this is good money. Ionescu.
Right, but that's all.
Is making $202,000.
But the next time the deal is up, it's going to. All the salaries are going to go up.
But by the time it's renegotiated, Caitlin Clark will have been in the league for a while. What if she can't play in the league?
That is possible, but it's also popular. She could be more popular than ever and have a couple rings.
She'll make four times that in college next year. Four times. Easy.
But she's still going to get like State Farm. Like all that stuff at Iowa is still going to happen. And in addition to that, she's going to make $200,000-$300,000 or whatever it is in the WNBA, 150, whatever it is. So she's going to not lose money by going to the WNBA.
Not gonna be hurting.
And she's going to grow the entire thing because it's going to bring everything up because she's that kind of draw.
She's not going to be turning her lights off in March and October.
No, she's not shutting the breakers off. No, that's true.
That's not going to happen.
Right.
But the potential, I think, her potential earnings for the next calendar year are at Iowa, where she's the all-time leading scorer. She's got all of this cachet behind her. Plus, you got a network now that wants, which is terrifying. I agree with you. But the network is willing to give you whatever it is. It's got to be more than $250,000.
So think about this. Let's move this to a football perspective here for a moment. You are a university who is just trying like heck to have a winning program. And now the company that puts your games on is offering to pay for your opponents to keep star players around? What are you going to do about that? Because you can't just leave because they have all your rights to broadcasting.
You would have.
But what do you do?
You would have to be bigger than the sport.
And
or
do you fire a coach for that because he's losing because the network's tampering with the product?
You would have to be bigger than the sport. If that were to happen, you'd have to be bigger than the sport you're in, which Caitlin Clark is right now. Or you'd have to be in cahoots, or you'd have to, that particular institution would have to have their own network. And the network looks at player X and says, we want that guy back. He's a draw, or she is a draw.
Like if Arch Manning is good, you don't think ESPN's going to like come to him and try and keep him to stay a little longer on on ESPN, which has, all the SEC games. Well, then what do you do if you're like Mississippi State or here? And now the network that covers your, here's where the problem is. The network that covers your games is now playing around with the rosters.
Well,
that can't work.
If I'm a coach in the Big Ten, I'm going to the commissioner of the Big Ten going, we can't have this.
Well,
because what's going to happen? She's going to get on national television on a Sunday, and suddenly she's going to be getting all the calls. Because who's the biggest draw in the game? Caitlin Clark.
But like, if you, like if the network is tampering with the rosters, then like how can you ever fire a coach? The deck is completely stacked against that coach.
The games are fixed. The games are now fixed.
Like if ESPN starts tampering with Texas's roster to keep better players like an Arch Manning, who probably is the biggest star on that team probably right now, even though he hasn't played at all.
He's
hardly
thrown five passes.
Right, exactly. But if the next Manning ends up at Tennessee, like another star quarterback, you don't think the league's going to, or Florida gets a, well now, like, what do you do if you're on the other side of that? And you're like, well, what do we do? Like ESPN's not helping our roster.
If you're Rutgers,
how do you compete?
in the Big Ten right now, you're pissed because all of a sudden Iowa is now the team that everyone is looking at going, they're going to get everything from the network. Every game you have on national television, what is to stop Fox from going to the referees union and going, hey, boys, listen.
Well, yeah,
we'll make a nice charitable donation, but let's not call Caitlin for anything.
It puts a lot of stuff into limbo here. I mean, how do you fire a coach if the network that covers your games is stacking the other team's rosters against yours?
Mm-hmm.
And he loses. Well, what's he supposed to do?
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
You know how Seth Meyers does the jokes Seth can't tell and he has the two female writers come on?
Right.
We're going to have to do the things Ruskin and Zach can't say and just have DQ read them. What do you think?
Ugh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have read my Travis Kelce opinion there and none of us would have gotten in trouble then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all on how you say it and the read that you get.
Right.
If you get a bad read, you're in trouble.
I just expected a little more than, I'm sad, man. After your brother retired, you know, his Hall of Fame career. Well, give us a little more than that, will you? I mean, come on.
He doesn't owe you anything.
Yes, he does.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, he does.
Text out of 405, Ola from South Korea. The Koreans are ready for DQ's thoughts. He's on the subway, DQ, so no pressure. I mean, he may have one of those speakers.
Oh, gosh.
So you're on the subway in Seoul, South Korea.
Does it translate it to Korean, you think? Because they do that now. The phones can do that.
All right. Hold on. Everybody on the subway, please get your Google phones out and let's do some translator.
Oh, boy.
All right, DQ, go ahead.
All right. Here are DQ's thoughts. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I wanted to talk about concerts because it's kind of that time of year.
Nah.
And especially, you know, around here, the Amp. I wanted to talk about country concerts specifically because the Zach Bryan tour just started. I don't know if you know who Zach Bryan is, but he's like the newest up-and-coming country singer.
Okay. All right.
And every time there's a concert, especially at the Amp, we'll get texts about how you see a lot of never-worn boots and soft hands. You know what I mean? From the people attending the concerts.
Just for those of us that don't know,
it means like these people aren't farmers working out in the hayfield.
They're allowed to like
country
music.
They're pretending to be cowboys.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, gotcha. That's what I wanted to talk about, actually, especially
urban cowboys.
Especially because the Zach Bryan concert tour just started. But that phrase bugs me so much, or just that train of thought. Bothers me so much because it's like some people expect these men to just come out in all dirty. That doesn't make any sense. You don't go out in public dirty. You know?
Uh-huh.
You try to wear even your shoes.
DQ.
You try not to wear dirty shoes
DQ,
when you're out.
Let me ask you a question. When you went to the Taylor Swift concerts, plural. Did you buy new clothes?
Yes.
Okay, that's just what's happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're just out there.
It bothers me. Especially...
I got a 20 says the men were told to go get something new or told what to wear.
Yeah. I don't know. It just kind of bothers me, especially whenever... Because I saw pictures of like girls wearing cowboy hats, and that was a lot of like, discourse of the girls wearing cowboy hats, which doesn't make sense either, because cowboy hats are fun. Everyone loves a cowboy hat.
Especially Ty.
It's the best accessory anyone can have.
I have a thought on this for a moment. Okay, so you're going to buy a bunch of stuff to, in essence, put on a costume to go to a concert, to pretend to be a, Southern person when you're really not. How is this any different than dressing up like a Klingon and going to Comic-Con? It's exactly the same.
Well, now,
it's exactly the same.
Hang on a second. That's a whole different...
Is it?
I would say it is.
Yes, because at a country concert, if a guy gets dressed up and goes to a country concert, he's seen a woman before. At Comic-Con... Not a chance.
Well, I'm not interested.
Not without makeup, anyway.
I'm not interested in these concert people making fun of the Comic-Con people when they are, in essence, doing the exact same thing. You're putting on a costume to go to an event.
Now, Chaz says he has a pair of going-out boots and a pair he wears for work.
Yeah, most people, I would say, do.
Okay.
I don't know. And, I mean, I think that the Harry Styles honestly ruined concert wear it like clothes, because everyone from the Harry Styles concerts a few years ago dressed up in basically a costume, and so now people did that with the Taylor Swift concert, and it's just going on and on. It's getting worse. I just want to wear regular clothes.
The subway in Seoul, South Korea is agreeing with Ruskin.
They are.
Yes, so you have the Asian vote. The Asian subcontinent voting.
That's a big continent. Yeah, that's a lot of votes. I appreciate the support. Thank
but
you.
But I'm saying, like, I don't know if I'm getting... I think that there's not any issue with it. Like, you should...
You're cool with it.
If you bought a new pair of boots that day and wore it to the amp, that's fine.
Hacker says you're calling out Ty.
No, but I'm not calling out Ty. I'm agreeing with him. He can wear whatever he wants. If he wants to wear a cowboy hat, even though he's from Little Rock...
Christian.
He should be able to.
So now, if you're... Wait a minute. I have another question here. If you are from the city, you have street cred. If you're from the country, what do you have?
Pasture cred. Pasture cred.
Dirt road cred?
Dirt road
something like that.
Cred.
Right.
Okay. I don't know.
Danny Manitis says, I just got 4 billion votes. Well, thank you.
Look, man, it's just the subway.
Early
look,
and often.
The car that our listener is in is voting with him.
No. So dressing nice is okay.
Yeah, it's like
leave them alone.
You don't expect someone to just come out working, I don't know, in the hayfields. That's what I think.
Like they just came out of the coal mine or whatever.
And all dirty and grimy.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to sit next to a dingy person.
No.
So don't complain if someone is clean that's next to you.
Have you ever seen anybody at a, I don't go to country shows, but have you ever seen anyone at a country show that just has clearly been dressed for the event? By someone else, and they look incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell, but I mean, I guess if they wanted to wear that.
I've been to one country show in my life. It was fine. It's not my music. It was fine, but I did see a lot of what you're talking about.
I mean, you see that at the U of A all the time with the frat guys. I swear, every single frat guy has a pair of boots, even if they're, not from
formals.
The South.
Yeah. You got different formals.
Yeah, don't they have a boots?
But some of them do look. Some of them look uncomfortable. Like they look like they've never worn a pair of boots before, because that's how, that's how you have to dress in the frat, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about, because I don't know, it just bothers me.
Hacker getting very political in his text today on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Hacker. We can't read
Super
any of
Tuesday
these.
Tuesday hangover.
Yeah, you need
yes,
to get
so, yeah.
You need to get off One News.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
Nation. Yeah, just turn the TV off. Gee. Let it go.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you, DQ, for your thoughts there. I'm going to see Brooks and Dunn later this year.
Oh, that's
there'll fun.
There'll be some... brand spanking new boots at that show, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to need some.
I've got boots. I've worn them twice, so they're kind of new.
DQ, you're good with that?
Yeah.
All right.
I wear jeans, though, and it might be hot, so I'm going to sweat like a...
If your dad were to go to a country concert, now he is he's a country guy. I mean, he lives out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Would he be able to go to the closet, get what he needs, and go?
Yeah, I'll say, though, my dad is very Southern, but in the ways, he's the least country person I know while still being a Southerner, if that makes sense. Like, he doesn't hunt. He doesn't drink beer. He doesn't listen to country music.
Drinks a lot of Pepsi, though.
He drinks a lot of Pepsi and a lot of sweet tea.
Whoa. Your dad drinks Pepsi?
He prefers it.
No. He doesn't drink Pepsi. He is Pepsi.
Why?
I swear, probably.
He is solely responsible for keeping PepsiCo. PepsiCo is in business because of Kenny. Kenny and Elkins keeps PepsiCo in business.
I've never known anybody in my life.
I haven't either.
That prefers that one.
It is his drug of choice.
Really?
Yeah. I've never seen him like drink a beer or drink any alcohol, but Pepsi and sweet tea.
He goes to places and is like, do you have Pepsi products?
Yes. Right.
And if they say Coke, he's disappointed.
He is disappointed. He'll drink it.
The reverse of everyone else in the world.
Correct. I'm not joking.
Correct.
The one man who was sad that the U of A was getting rid of Pepsi. I'm not kidding.
Did he write a strongly worded letter
in favor of
Pepsi?
He was probably disappointed.
Huh. That's it. Wow.
Yeah. You have a buckle for your concert?
I don't have a buckle.
JT says you need to wear your boots a couple times.
I'll break them in a little bit.
If you don't break them in, they'll hurt your feet.
I can break them in here. Right?
Go in flip-flops.
I may do that,
too. Make sure you wear long socks.
Ooh, DQ, good news.
It's in May.
We're 25 days away from flip-flop season.
I hate flip-flop season.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put the camera on your feet the whole time.
Absolutely. Oh, and the Venmo sticker, yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm going to get my feet, they're going to be tanned up, ready to roll for flip-flop season. April 1st to September 1st, I will not wear socks. Ever.
Well, think of what you're saving on laundry.
Exactly.
You're not having to wash socks.
It's all part of it. But again, it's just a two-month thing. DQ, high-fat carnivore would like to know if he can wear shorts with his cowboy boots.
That's
I'm
hot.
Assuming you're going with someone.
Yep.
So I wouldn't wear shorts. Mm.
Yeah. You're not getting out of the house wearing shorts and boots.
No.
And I'm grateful for that because, I'd look like a hobo if it wasn't for that particular person. Here's someone that says Koreans wear Crocs all year. Is that true?
Well, that's the person on the subway in Korea right now.
So I don't own any Crocs. Is that a problem?
Nah.
Should
I
own those?
I don't have any Crocs.
I don't like Crocs.
All right. I didn't know what
to do. Either of you has a size 11 female or 9 male foot, I can hook you up with some Crocs.
Oh, or that's...
Kenzie's got like 10 pairs of them.
Oh, well, okay. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach, 866-285-4005. All right, we're getting some odd suggestions on things to wear.
Guys, look, fashion sense, we love y'all, but just stop. This is, we are way past your comfort level. We've seen some of y'all, just stop.
Oh, well.
Hey, basketball and... 38 minutes.
We do. Yeah.
38
do.
Minutes, baby.
We do. We definitely do. Okay. And DQ's leaving at 5 o'clock?
She's going to the game.
I'm going to the game.
Oh, we are. I'm looking forward to a report on this.
How many people are there?
Yeah.
Did move down.
Yeah. Just
wherever
you
sit down,
I'll tell you to stop.
Yeah. They're free tickets. They're the band's guest tickets.
Oh, all right. You gonna sit in with the band a little? Do something?
No.
Okay. That's too bad. Front Facey Haganon is a Pepsi guy also. I guess they're out there. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean,
the weirdos are, man, they're out there.
You know, some people vote for the other side too, I guess. We just don't know who they are.
He loves Pepsi. I've never met anyone who prefers it, but.
He carries it with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got...
If his jeans are big enough on him, like the pocket, he'll carry a Pepsi in his back pocket.
Yeah. A can?
Yeah.
A bottle.
Oh. Wow.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding. Or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.